new appointees. Health Minister declares end of cholera outbreak in the country. And in international news, Tanzanian Prime Minister to step down in surprise move.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has terminated the appointment of Himba Shielo as a permanent secretary in the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock and revoked the appointment of Lynn Habanji as a commissioner of lands in the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. This is in accordance with Article 270 of the Constitution of Zambia. Meanwhile, the President has sworn in five permanent secretaries, an ambassador and a deputy auditor general, urging all officials in the civil service to serve the nation with dedication and to place national interest above personal gain. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony at State House today, President Hichilema has emphasized the importance of delivering tangible results to support national development and economic recovery. Among those sworn in were Dr. Max Jombe, Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, Joma Simoyi, Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Health for Administration, Stella Nyonda, Deputy Auditor, General Administration, and George Zulu, Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary.
To focus on serving the people, not ourselves. When we serve the people, our own interests will be taken care of. That's how it works. But we have seen some people in the public sector who focus on serving their interests first. So their interests become primary. The interests of the 20 million Zambians become secondary. Icona. It doesn't work like that. It's the other way around. National interest, people's interest first, then our personal interest. Always will be taken care of. Because if we develop the country's economy, we grow the economy, we do our part in our space to grow the economy, we'll be able to create jobs for our population.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mutshima has officially declared the end of the cholera outbreak that began in 2024. Speaking at a press briefing, Dr. Mutshima said the last confirmed case was reported in Kabwe District on May 13, 2025. He said this surpasses the internationally required threshold of 28 consecutive days without new cases, allowing the country to declare the outbreak over. Dr. Mutshima has revealed that the country recorded a total of 496 confirmed cases and 9 deaths during the outbreak.
Today marks a moment of collective resolve and national achievement. On behalf of the Republic of Zambia and the Minister of Health, it is my honor to officially declare the closure of the recent cholera outbreak that affected our nation. This resurgence, which emerged in late 2024, tested the resilience of our communities and the capacity of our health system. Cumulatively, we recorded 496 confirmed cases and, with profound sorrow, 9 lives lost.
Meanwhile, Dr. Mutshima has announced that Zambia will host the 75th session of the World Health Organization Regional Committee for Africa in Lusaka from August 25 to 27, 2025. And World Health Organization country representative Dr. Clement Lugala said the session provides a vital platform for dialogue, knowledge exchange and collaboration to improve health across Africa.
WHO recognizes the efforts of the government of Zambia and expresses gratitude for your warm hospitality and commitment to facilitate this important health event. The regional committee is the continent's flagship gathering to discuss health challenges and set the health agenda and priorities for the region under the leadership of the WHO Regional Director, Professor Mohamed Janabi. Our collective efforts are crucial in addressing the health needs of this diverse population and achieving universal health coverage.
Ghana Member of Parliament Binwell Mpundu has been suspended from Parliament for 7 sitting days due to disorderly conduct. The suspension will run from 4th to 17th July 2025. Delivering a ruling in Parliament this afternoon, First Deputy Speaker Malungo Chisangano said Mr. Mpundu's actions violated the rules of parliamentary decorum and warranted disciplinary action. Ms. Chisangano has expressed concern over what she described as a growing decline in discipline and order among some members of the House.
Mr. Binwa Mpundu, in accordance with the decision of this House, you have been suspended from the service of the Assembly for a period of 7 days, sitting days. I wish to inform you that in accordance with Section 28(3) of the National Assembly Powers and Privileges Act, Cap 4 of the Laws of Zambia, and Standing Order number 222, during the period of your suspension, you shall not enter the precincts of the Assembly, and this extends to the National Assembly Members' Motel, and lastly, be paid the salary or allowance that you are entitled to as a member.
The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection has released its half-year analysis of the basic needs and nutrition basket for January to June 2025, which now stands at 11,763 kwacha, an increase of 962 kwacha, 81 ngwe, compared to the same period last year. Speaking at a press briefing, JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Officer Lukwesa Msonda said the cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka rose by 962 kwacha, 81 ngwe from the previous month. She has attributed the rise mainly to the increasing prices of essential food items, including chicken, kapenta, and tomatoes. Ms. Msonda has warned that the persistent high cost of living above 10,000 kwacha continues to pose serious challenges for families, particularly as incomes remain stagnant.
The measured cost for a family of five in Lusaka increased by 962 kwacha from January 2025 to June 2025 at 11,763 kwacha. This increase is notably higher than the 886 kwacha increase recorded from the same period last year, when the PNFP rose from 9,555 kwacha in January 2024 to 10,444 kwacha in June 2024.
The wonderful group of companies has expressed concern over the significant skills gap in chemical engineering in the country. Speaking during a tour of the company by officials from the University of Zambia, Copperbelt University and Mukuba University, led by Ministry of Education, Permanent Secretary for Education Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, Group Acting Chief Executive Officer Roy Mwamba, said the expansion works at United Capital Fertilizer Urea Plant are the first of its kind in Zambia and the region, highlighting the urgent need to develop local technical expertise. Mr. Mwamba has stressed the importance of building local capacity to avoid the importation of labor by partnering with universities to equip students with industry-relevant skills.
What is urgent now is the School of Chemical Engineering. Why do we want to quickly move into that? Because the skill gap in our country is too huge. PSU learned that what we are about to start our operation there is first of its kind, not only in Zambia but in the region. If we don't build up capacity, it means we are attracting or import of skills. So what do we want to do? We want sustainability. Sustainability means that we need to build our own skill set within the country. And institutions of higher learning, like the ones that we have here, play a pivotal role, because they are now becomes a reservoir for us to. What is our role then in this? Our role is to facilitate that the universities are capacitated.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Education Services Dr. Kelvin Mambwe has commended the wonderful group for its commitment to signing a memorandum of understanding that will allow students to undertake industrial attachments at the company. He said the proposed initiative will better prepare students for the workforce and help align education with industry demands.
We commend your willingness, wonderful group, to host students and mentor future professionals. We urge you to maintain high standards of training and safety during attachments to universities. Our institutions must align curricula with industry needs. It shouldn't be business as usual. We must encourage proactive engagement with Wonderful Group to tailor programs that meet evolving market demands. To our students, this is the opportunity to learn, to innovate and network. Approach these attachments that will be provided for by